The podcast you're about to listen to contains adult language and sexual themes. If you're under 18, please leave now. Please use discretion when listening at work. If you find anything about this podcast offensive, get your panties out of a wad and stop listening. Now, on with the show, bitch.
I'm gonna need someone to help me. I'm gonna need.
Well, hell, here we are again, episode 54. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just said yes.
Well, you
finally, we're in an episode that has surpassed our age.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Took 54 of them.
Yeah.
That's fucking sad.
That is sad. Yeah, and that's not even our combined age.
Well, hey, we that's next to, mile. That's,
yeah, we got to get to episode 104.
Shit. I don't see that happening. We'll be dead before that.
No.
You think?
No.
Or at least in a... can we do this from a nursing home?
Can you see that happening?
Assisted living with the pod kitties.
Hey, I need my sponge bath. Go in here and get after it. Bitch,
you be in the wheelchair this time.
Oh shit, swapping places. This is the TNA podcast, by the way. My name's Jason Roach.
Hey, my name's Sam Hall.
And if you were a member of our private group on Facebook called the Pod Kitties, guess what? It gone.
You're not a member anymore.
My God, man, this episode 54, it was supposed to be about sexual hindsight, you know, things I learned, things, you know.
Learning from your mistakes.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm just going to, hey, they agree. They just threw
we're fucking out of here, too. The hell with it.
They're out.
Fuck off.
Well, I learned a lesson about Facebook.
And that lesson would be?
Number one.
Mm-hmm.
Not first and foremost, but I'm going backwards. I deleted the group. The group had some crazy numbers in a very short amount of time.
Yeah, it was fast. It was really building up really quick.
So I chatted with the other administrators of the group yesterday and was just like, you know, this is not going the way we thought it was going to go, blah, 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 blah. And I'm just going to delete the fucking thing. They're like, hey, great, you know. And mm-hmm. I'm going to make another one. I'll talk about that in a little while. But do you know that Facebook makes you remove every goddamn member of a group prior to giving you the option to delete the fucking group?
Which makes no fucking sense whatsoever.
So in our popularity, we were at 2,900 members.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody on the administration team, with one exception.
Well, really, who would that be?
Won't talk about that cocksucker.
The one fucker who didn't even know what the hell was going on.
Dude,
as we're still talking, today.
You know, after it all happened, you know, I did.
Oh, by the way, pardon me. Not this cocksucker. The one piece of shit.
Oh, yeah, you saw that.
Yeah, no, hey, I was told about that.
Oh.
Who called me a piece of shit?
That would be me.
Well. That was sweet of you. Actually.
The one that knows you. I mean, really knows you. But everybody, you know, when I started out yesterday evening going to do it, it was like I did some and Jamie did some, and you know, everybody was kind of pitching in, going, "Oh man, this sucks. This sucks," because it's like you can't just check mark a bunch of people and hit delete. You got to go to each individual person and be like, "My God, it's raining.
It's pissing it down out it there,
is,
isn't it?"
Hey, if you hear anything. It'll probably cut it out. It is monsooning here in southeastern Ohio, but you have to go to each person.
We'll do some mud wrestling later.
Whoa!
Hot damn, boys and girls!
I'll be damned. Let's go grab one of them.
You're
cats.
Gonna be damned, all right.
Grab one of them cats outside. The only pussy you've had for a while. That was low hanging fruit. My God, that's fucking loud. Anyway, I digress. Excuse me.
Let me get mine out of the way, too.
Oh, thanks. Everybody, each individual person, you have to hit their fucking name and scroll down through 10 different options. You know, you can, you know, make this person administrator, make them head of the group, give them a blowjob, fucking remove them from the goddamn
virtual
group, whatever.
Virtual blowjob. Yeah.
But you got to hit remove from the group, confirm. Then your fucking iPhone has to sit there for a second and go, what? And then it fucking happens. And so it's like, do that 2,900 times. Yeah.
So I'm glad I'm just so stupid.
I'm giving love
that I don't understand this shit.
I'm giving love to Chaz. I'm getting love to Heather. I'm giving love to Jamie. Not giving love to the other administrator who's sitting across from me. He's going, I didn't know we got rid of the group.
Well, I didn't. Like I said, I actually got on there, looked on Marketplace. I'm always looking for a car. And I couldn't find a damn car. And I flipped it back, and I seen this post by some dude on there going, oh damn, man! I just joined the group, and it's already and you're getting rid of it already. And what in the hell? I didn't even know about the podcast, and I ain't going to get a chance to listen. I'm sitting there going, "What the fuck? We're getting rid of the podcast and the group. What the hell happened?"
this is Sam. This classic Sam. So,
but then at the same time, I'm going, "It's fucking 12 o'clock at night. I ain't fucking with this shit right now."
Well, there you go. So before I went to bed last night, there was 2.2K, 2,200 people in the group. And I said, I'm out. I'm going to bed.
Yeah, how many was outside the door waiting to get in?
Oh, there was 1,000 people. It was over 1,000 people.
That was the back door, by the way.
Yeah, that was the back door. Mm-hmm. They're knocking.
You had something knocking earlier. You threw a fucking rod on it.
Let's not get into that. We start this out with my pooping or farting or something all the time.
Well, things are getting wonderful when that happens.
But we had 2,200 people when I went to bed. When I woke up, there were 750, and I went, holy shit, they are kicking ass. So fast forward to this morning, like I said, 750 when I got up. By the time I got my shit together and got to work and, you know, didn't have time to fuck with it then, it was down to like 200s. And I'm like, God damn, somebody is kicking some ass. And thanks, Heather. Thanks, Jamie. Thanks, yep. Chaz. Fuck you, Sam. Because
no, I want to thank them for stepping up and picking up my slack.
You should. Because they're out there fucking nursing their thumbs and shit going, God, this fucking hurt.
Say, Heather told me about it. I'm sitting there going, glad I didn't have to do that shit.
So at the end of it, when it's the last, they left all of us for me to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the administration team.
Who was the last one that you deleted?
To tell you the truth, the last one that
you just
I deleted,
go alphabetically. Or
no, 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 no. Mm-hmm. The last one I deleted was Jamie, because I thought if I run into a major fucking problem, I still need her.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe she might send me some pictures.
So I was probably the first one, right?
You were
fuck that piece of
you
shit.
You were absolutely the first
fuck
one.
Fuck that piece of shit.
Number one, you were on top of the list. And number two, you're a piece of shit. So I was like, bye, bitch. Bye. Bye. I'll see you tonight. Bye. But after you delete everybody and it was just me left in the group.
This is the dumbest thing that I've ever fucking
heard.
You
scroll down then and just out of nowhere, you suddenly have the button that says delete group.
That makes no fucking sense at all.
That was not there, you know, when you had two members or 3,000.
Yeah, you would think that would be right there on the top. Like, you know, fuck this group. You know, you could just click on it. Yeah. Fuck this group, and it's done and over with.
Nope, can't do that.
I don't get that.
But you know, we're in the group chat for the administrators, and we're all, you know, high fiving virtually and everything. Hey, man, thanks. Yeah. You know, you guys did a good job, and all this. And I said, other than that piece of shit, Sam didn't do a fucking thing. And everybody's like, agreed.
You guys are working your ass off, and I'm sitting around scratching my balls watching TV.
And you could have been just flicking your bick there and fucking helping us. But anyway.
That's a given.
Little backstory. Mm-hmm. We're digressing like a motherfucker. But a little backstory on the reasoning.
That's what they expect.
Yeah. The reasoning of getting rid of the group. It grew too fast, too big, too fast. Never happens with me before.
She never said ever.
No, ever. But we had, like I said, almost 3,000 members and 1,000 more on deck wanting to come in. Nobody could fucking follow the goddamn rules, you know?
Oh, yeah.
There were
bunch of ass wipes.
There were women in there that were willing to share some pictures and that kind of stuff. And it, you know, and I reiterated it as nice as I could, as many times as I could. you know, in the rules. If you're going to do that, you don't just, you know, if a woman, you know, shows some stuff there and she's like, hey, you know, and, you know, you can get in the fucking comment thread and just be like, look at them take old bitty, you know, all that right? kind of shit. Yeah. That's expected. You don't fucking private message her and go, you want to see my dick? You can't do that.
Don't even fucking write the words. Just you can, here it is.
You can think it about is. It, but don't do it. But these cocksuckers, and I don't give a shit. Ain't none of them listening anyway.
Because no, that's true, because they didn't know a fucking thing about that
was
this show.
That was another problem. And thanks, Facebook, you fuckers. they had an algorithm pick us up after about 500 members. That's what I'm concluding. Because come to find out, a very small percentage of the people that were in the group actually listened and or knew about the podcast. Mm-hmm. And I even went back and put it in the fucking title. It was like, the TNA Podkitties, attached to the TNA Podcast. And then I made them answer questions before they could come in the group. Do you know about the fucking podcast?
Did they even fucking read the questions?
No, but you'd get down through there to approve people, and it's like, no response.
So I don't want titties.
Yeah, I don't really ever seen them titties.
Titties, I can see my Peter picker.
So I say this with all of the love in my heart, fuck you guys. I said fuck it because it was just a drama fest, but we do have a select group that we will be starting with again, a new group. As of right now,
the good ones.
Yeah.
So the naughty. So wait, they're not good.
No.
Well, they are.
Well, they're bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in a good way.
In a good way.
Right.
Yeah. So if you are listening to this, right now, mm-hmm. I can tell you without a doubt, if you're listening to this and you have went 12 minutes into this show to hear me say this, you can come over and be in the fucking, you know, new group.
Yeah.
Because
12 minutes of this shit, you deserve it.
Because you're listening to the fucking show. Oh, fuck. And it's easy. Help us out. Listen to the show. We're not asking you to spend fucking money. This is free. Yeah. You know, this is free. Try it. You know,
you might like it.
You might.
Probably not.
You know, you try, you know, gum, ice cream. You don't try dick. That's a fucking.
I heard that one recently. Yeah, that's you don't try dick.
Nope. That's Rodney Caring. but, you know, if you're hearing this, I'd love to tell you what the name of the group is. I don't fucking know. But preliminary is Get After the TNA Podcast. What do you think?
Yeah, it's a little punny.
A little punny. And see, if you are a listener to the show, you get it.
Yeah.
If you don't.
But you're just going to have to listen to all the previous episodes figure out what it is. Yeah.
If you want to know right now, get after the TNA Podcast. Go back to episode 10, then you'll know.
Oh.
Yep. Spoiler alert.
Well, hell.
Get after.
You gave it away. Like your ass.
Yeah. So I had to get that fucking rant out of the way because.
Well, that was the last episode though.
Yeah. But shit, I had to get this out of the fucking way because it is a lesson that I learned.
Yep.
I thought.
And it had to do with titties and ass and unfortunately penises. Way too many penises.
Not even literal penises.
Like your ass.
Oh, and here's the deal. I have an open forum. Hey, to the cocksucker that wanted to talk shit to me on that fucking Facebook page, I don't give a shit. I wish I could remember your name. I don't even screenshot it. But hey, fuck you. Because I'm trying to be the nice guy, but I'm getting pissed. So I'm like, it's my last warning. Stop sending these fucking pictures. And he's like, stop saying, nope. You shut your mouth. Oh, I'm on a roll. Right, I'm on a roll.
Go
I'm on a roll.
Go.
Let me get this out.
All right.
Get this out.
Roll it.
Okay.
Roll
ready?
It.
Okay.
Roll it. Roll it down the hallway.
This cocksucker is like, why don't you, you know, instead of tagging everybody, why don't you just, you know, call out the ones that have done it? I'm like, listen here, Einstein. I don't know what the fucking names are, all of them are, but if I tag everyone, that means everybody sees this post and nobody can play dumb.
Yeah.
And thought that would just, you know, he'd be like, yeah, whatever.
But, nope. But what happened?
Nope. He came back with, that's like the cops pulling you over to remind you to go 55 miles an hour. And you know what I did?
What'd you do?
I went, delete! He gone. And I guarantee you he ain't coming back.
Fuck that!
that piece of shit.
Absolutely. Well, no. He's not a piece of shit.
Oh, what? Okay.
That's an endearing term. Okay. He's a cocksucker, which could be an endearing term. But anyway, we are going to go take a break, and we will come back with the actual fucking terms of the show.
You sure about that?
I'm positive of it, because we got a bunch of fucking submissions, and we got one that is large.
Oh, wait, in what way?
Well, I mean,
I want to know.
You know, if I'm doing a promo for
we know it's not Fred.
good call.
Should be.
If we're doing a promo to get you to come back after the break, this will be the longest voice message we've ever had.
Okay.
We got an 8-minute voice message.
Eight?
I didn't know that was possible.
Oh, you're going to be sitting there just shitting your pants. You're not going to be able to handle this.
I don't know. I'll just fucking hit the stop button and go poop. Anyway, we'll be right back. Well, we're back.
We're empty.
No.
Are you?
No.
You should be.
No. I was going to smoke, but it's fucking pissing the rain outside.
it's a little nasty out there tonight.
Yeah. It happens.
Yeah.
I'll just drink more coffee. Then I'll have to pee. Anyway, we are back, and Sam is coughing.
Pardon me.
That makes me want to smoke even more. I hear you hacking up a lung.
All you had to do was say it.
Yeah. I'm so jealous. We got some submissions for what we originally called sexual hindsight. And again, most of the time with these voice messages, you never know what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's the best part of it.
I can guarantee you this one is going to be, if nothing, it will be fucking entertaining because it's from halfway around the world.
Dumpy.
G'day, Sam. G'day, Jace.
Hello.
G'day. Hope all's well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
If I could go back to my youth with the sexual experience and the nose of going ons of what I know now, I'd have been a fucking horse back in those days, I tell you. Purely and simply for one, you wouldn't have been fucking shooting your load or, you know, in the first fucking two pumps and upsetting the fucking cheerleader you're with.
Right, right.
Secondly, if you knew you were going to get a root, you wouldn't have been fucking beaten off like a fucking demon.
Yeah, you would. That way you wouldn't come back.
Right.
Date, so you're trying to fucking last. But, yeah, it's nice being at age now where you can actually take that knowledge and use it to your advantage. You know, it's not all about – it's about enjoyment now. Once upon a time it was – just trying to fucking hang in there. There's nothing worse than trying to have a root and entertain your female partner, and all you're dreaming about is banging yourself on the fucking kneecaps with a ballpoint hammer so you're not going to fucking shoot your load so fucking quick. Anyway, if it was going to go take anything from now and go back, it'd definitely be the art of being able to control yourself, you know. Yeah, it's good to be able to enjoy it now, and, you know, there's nothing to fucking kick back and enjoy that shit for, you know, 40 minutes easy, you know. It's good fun. Cheers.
Wait a minute.
I was waiting for him to go 10 minutes. Tops.
Fucking show off.
I'm still beating it like a demon.
Show off. 40 minutes? Fuck, dude. I mean, I get it, and I agree.
It's no longer about the nut.
No. I mean, when you were a kid, when you first started fucking around, having the old, you know, sex or even close to sex, it's like,
I don't think it was really about the nut back then, though, if you think about it. It was about the sex. You just couldn't stop the nut.
No. It was just like, I'm getting near the heat of that thing. Thank you.
Oi!
And back then, I don't even remember... This is going to sound awful, but I mean,
probably not. I mean, considering the things you've said in the past, this is going to sound like nothing.
Boy, you're a good one to fucking talk.
You're welcome.
I don't think.
Pardon me. I'm a piece of shit.
Oh, yeah. At least you didn't write shit to me on Facebook. Cocksucker. Anyway, get off that.
You were going to say something. What was it?
I don't remember as a young man, like being overly apologetic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now, later on, you know, in the 20s and all that stuff, that stuff's still going on.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like,
I'm so sorry. You know, because at that point you realize that, hey, they're kind of getting something out of this too. You know.
Right.
Well, it's all a big fucking lie. But
I'm making noise over here, by
yeah,
the way.
I know. I don't know why you're fucking hiding it. It's like you
trying not to be rude.
Get another
making noise over whenever you talk.
Another beer.
Well, hold on. It is, you know, I think somebody did point out one time that about our
it's,
music.
It's a gimmick.
Our music.
Yeah.
We, you know,
yeah.
It's about somebody being an alcoholic. And here I am.
Yeah.
Every fucking episode.
Dude, I've been drinking a little bit more here since I got back from the beach. It's like.
You're getting worse than me.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
I was worse than you.
You say that's coffee.
I was worse than you at the beach. I can promise you that. I was in no condition to do anything several nights down there. Anyway, I digress.
As always.
Thanks, Dumpy. And like I said, I got to agree with you on that because.
Yeah.
It is better now.
But I had to learn. I was a late bloomer.
Mm-hmm.
I was a late, I don't know what, late boomer when it came to finally getting the sex and getting off. But I had to
nicely
learn.
Put.
I had to learn early on to do that very thing that he was talking about. Is you know hold off because this might be the only one that I get this day. So I'm going to make it last, and you know. That it wasn't ball peen hammers to the kneecaps. No, nothing like that. But you know, it was baseball and. Maybe you know some sort of cooking show that was on TV. Just anything that I could think of to make me not get off, which was, good Lord, very, very difficult.
It's different now, and I don't know, and it doesn't have anything to do with familiarity either. I mean, no. Some of it does.
It is. It's not as... new and exciting as it was. It's still exciting, just not as new as it.
Yeah, and
that new car smell is gone.
No, it's not like that. You get into a fucking rhythm. You get. It's like you know what each other likes.
We're talking about rhythm here. Talk to me, boy.
Oh, no. I know that combination. 32 to the left, 15 to the right.
Two in the back, see, and one that's, in the front. I just reversed that shocker on you, boy.
Shit. Anyway, thanks, Dumpy, and you will be on the top of the list to get invited to the new group because you're not a prick.
Well.
Not to us.
Yeah. Well.
You've been a good friend.
He's been too damn nice.
No. Well, don't fucking say that. Definitely don't say that to the fucking genius. Fuck. I got one here. This came in from Keith. Keith said, hey, in response to your question.
Oh, by the way, you might want to read ahead and make sure that he didn't want to be anonymous.
Well, here's the deal. I don't give a shit. Keith, there's only, I don't know, I'm just guessing, at least 800,000 Keiths in the world.
Where'd you get that number at?
I pulled it out of my ass.
Really? Yeah.
I wiped the beans off of it and went, there it is. Anyway, if I may continue.
Yeah, I reckon.
In response to your question from earlier, for me, the biggest thing I ever learned was to never, ever go down on a woman without getting a smell for what she's offering first.
He caught my attention.
Wait. So when I was pretty young, I was making out with this girl getting hot and heavy, and she asked me to go down on her.
Oh, boy.
Hell yeah. I'm all for it.
Mm-hmm.
I get my face about a foot from her crotch and was greeted by the most rancid stench you could imagine. My God, man. It was like she douched herself with a dead body.
Like a dolphin spewed in a car.
Well, shit, dude. I instantly started gagging. Ran out of the room and threw up in the bathroom.
Oh, God. Fuck me. That's bad.
Wow.
Man.
I threw up over and over. Of course, she asked what was wrong, so I lied.
Oh, here we go.
And said that I'd been feeling queasy all day.
Pulled a hammy.
That was the end of that relationship right then and there. I've seen this girl occasionally over the course of my life since then, and I've done my damnedest not to make eye contact and hide. Scarred me for life and taught me the most valuable lesson I've ever learned about sex. Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, I know where the man is coming from. I do know. There's a comedian years ago. I remember doing this thing. He called it the sniff test. When you're with somebody new, you go down, you play around with her vagina. You get a couple of fingers stuck up in there, and then you work it up through her belly to her breasts, playing with her nipples. And as you reach down to start sucking her nipples, you bring the fingers up to your nose. Wait a that minute. Way, it's a very subtle test.
People are writing this down. Dude.
And I was sitting there watching it going, that's genius.
I'm going to go out on a limb here. You know, we've met. So I've had sex a few times with a few women.
With a couple?
But
you ever run into something like that?
That's what I'm getting ready to say. There was never been in my entire life that situation. Some were better than others.
Yeah.
But as far as being something like this that completely shut you down, that was like, gee, I can't get any. No. Not even close.
Yeah.
Not even close. And I remember when I was a kid, and I think we've talked about this before. It's like before you actually had the sex, you got that old pinky stinky.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember the chick like from Saturday Night Live would stick her fucking hands under her arms and go,
oh, yeah.
And smell her fucking. That was what I'm the
superstar.
But I remember, you know, going to the fucking movies at like 12 or 13 years old and fucking finger banging this fucking chick and going home and going, I'm never washing my hand again. I wish I'd have done it with my left because I could jack off with my right. Shit. But I'm not amphibious. I mean ambidextrous.
Ambidextrous. That's what I call myself.
I'm a switch hitter.
I'm equally good with either hand. But yeah, I know where he's coming from. I mean, it's a shock. It really is. It's a sudden slap to the face that is just, what's going on here? What the hell is wrong with this situation? And at that point, you realize, you know, you're not eating from the seafood buffet. You're in the back digging through the chum bucket.
Jeez.
Just dive face first into the fucking dumpster.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Do you got anything over there?
Oh, yeah. You name it, I got it. It ain't much.
No.
But I got some of it.
You're a piece of shit.
I got plenty of that, too. Just look behind me.
No.
Why not?
No.
Get after it. Sniff it up. That's gonna
sniff her up.
Sniff her up.
Sniff her up.
That's got to be a t-shirt, man.
Hey. Boy, I don't want to say this too much.
Really?
Every time I say something, people are like, you're a fucking liar.
Like... Wait a minute, that's me.
Well, you're a piece of shit. Very soon, there will be TNA official merch coming your way. There will be at least at first, there will be a t-shirt option and a beer koozie, not the Fleshlight 5000.
No. That's a one-of-a-kind thing for me.
The Flesh koozie is not available. That would be too much for anybody to buy anyway.
Well, I don't know. Hold on a second.
You don't want...
Maybe somebody would like it when it's been used. We could put it up for auction.
You can autograph it.
Oh,
yeah. You can send them a video. I
autographed it several times.
Oh, God. We got a submitter coming up here in a little bit that might be interested in purchasing that motherfucker. Oh. But anyway, go ahead.
All right. Oh, this one starts off. For the new episode, don't use my name, please. Bullshit. Don't do it. Her name is, and she's probably just kind of crapping right there.
She went, no! No!
No, she always screams yes. At least she says.
I heard that.
Oh, she says, it's no big crazy story or anything funny. Well, just a couple things I've learned.
Okay.
Apparently, I like women, too.
Whoa!
Hey!
That's not funny.
Boy, am I going to have fun with that?
That's fucking awesome!
Am I going to have fun with that?
Does she expound?
No, that's just it. She doesn't expound on it. I'm sitting here going, well, I guess.
So it was like, I like chicks. And that's it? And then she moves on to something else?
I guess she discovered, hey.
I like pussy.
She likes munching on minge.
Minge.
I'm stuck on that word, man. Oh, my minge. God. That's hold like- on. Hold on a second. Minge. I think it's a British word.
It's better than bunguet.
Not quite as good.
It's close.
Number two.
About that close.
Older does not always mean experienced, and younger does not always mean no experience. And I do believe I'm a little bit of a sex addict.
Ha ha!
What the fuck was that?
I ad-libbed the, it says ha-ha. I ad-libbed it. I that was put my own spin on probably what
okay.
She, so the way she laughed at it.
Okay, so we got the pronouns going. So we know it's a she.
Older does not always mean. Good Lord, okay, I'll give you that one. Older does not always mean experienced.
So I'm going to see. I'm going to just guess.
Yeah.
She got a hold of an old dude with a big limp dick. And he went, there it is. Get after it.
Well.
Oh, sorry. It don't work no more.
I don't think there's too many older virgins out there.
Let's back up on that. She likes chicks. Let's go back
okay,
to that.
Okay. Okay. That was number one she put out there. By
well,
way.
It should
number
be.
One.
It should be. Number one.
Number one.
Hey, let me try something.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Oh, you're gonna get a little effect on it. I've never done this before. I'll shut up.
I've never done this before.
Okay.
Let me see if this fucking works.
Do you remember how to do it?
No. Hold on.
You sound like the older guy she's talking about.
I remember that. Number one.
That
it ain't there.
That didn't do
it
anything.
No, it didn't do anything at all. It didn't do anything.
I'm really beginning to think she's talking about you now.
Well,
he's over there diddling with all kinds of shit. He can't get it to work.
Dude, I am so jealous of fucking people that have fucking shit that they can do.
Right now, for all we know, this episode is going to come out and everybody's going, I can't hear him at all.
Number one.
There we go.
Wait a minute. Do it again.
Hold on.
This is what kids do. They found a fucking toy and they fucking play with it. Wait.
What? I thought we had the echo there.
No. And I'm not putting anything on you. It's on me because I want to do this.
Number one. Okay. Are you done over there?
Nope.
All right. Got one more. All right.
Hold on. this is what the show's become.
This is what the show has become.
Oh, you got the
it's
robot.
It's a distorter.
Domo arigato. Do Mr. Robot.
Do it.
No.
Do it. Come on, man.
Don't know what you got, Mr. Robot.
Don't know what you got, though.
I don't listen to that trash.
That was just the absolute fucking worst sticks I've ever heard. Don't know what you got, though, Mr. Robot.
All right. This is what it's become.
I can't stop laughing.
Wait. Hold on.
I get it. Okay.
Hold on.
All right.
Number one. Okay, I'm done with that shit.
Sure you're done?
Yeah.
Fucking Mr. Roboto. Don't know what you got, though. That's going to be stuck in my fucking head. All right. I think it's going to be stuck in a lot of people's fucking heads now.
God, I didn't forget what we were talking about. Oh, she likes pussy. She likes pussy. Me too.
Oh, okay. So we've established that she likes pussy.
Ding.
And you are probably the older guy that she's talking about. you have no idea of any Styx lyrics out there.
What?
The last one had something to mean. Younger does not always mean no experience. I do believe I'm a little bit of a sex addict.
Ha ha!
No, it didn't work for you that time.
You know why?
Because you forgot to press that button.
Ha ha!
All right. What do you got over there?
All I got is one thing to say.
Yeah, what's that?
To Motorboat and Matt, go fuck yourself!
I thought you were going to pick up your phone and go, don't know what I got to.
Just go. Just fucking. Hey, Miss Anonymous with the big titties.
Did I accidentally say her name at any point during that? Because I started laughing.
Hey, if I miss it in editing, you can come stay with Sam. Anyway.
Oh man.
Oh. It's the little things.
I think I got one other over here. But do you want to go ahead and go?
I got a little surprise for you.
You sure you know what you got to over there?
You cocksucker.
I'm sure after this episode drops, this person that I'm getting ready to get to now is like a major classic rock fucking aficionado.
he's gonna be like,
what the fuck is your deal?
But anyway, I've never heard you fuck up song lyrics before though.
Dude.
I've heard you fuck up on the guitar many times.
Well,
and I often stand around waiting for it to happen.
But the funny part is, if you want to keep bringing it up, I could just edit it out, and then we get
it's going to be nothing but me laughing over nothing.
And then when we talk about it, it's like, what'd I miss? Anyway, this is another submission from somebody who is really, really smart.
Good day, good day, good day, Maya, amateur satirist.
And well, good day.
Amateur satirist. Who? That's kind of like amateur poem, but without the butt pimples. And as for the details of the axe incident that I gave before, Sam, I did not do the deed.
Oh.
One lesson I've learned in my life is that sex with a crazy woman is great fun.
Uh-huh, yes.
Great fun.
Right, right.
Wild, passionate, uninhibited, adventurous fun.
Mm-hmm.
But when she crosses the line into psychotic... You better have an exit strategy.
And body armor.
But to, anyway, to digress, now Possess Me, who was wild and crazy.
Lizzie Horton.
I mean, she was wild and crazy. Mm. I'm talking mid-orgasm, levitating off the bed, speaking in tongues, whites of the eyes, demonic, wild, passionate sex.
My God, man.
Think of Linda Blair from The Exorcist.
I am right now, actually.
Ooh. But anyway, I digress.
My goodness.
Now, this next adventure, which is a true adventure, as the other ones were, I call bromidrosis. I want you to think of, if you want to know the meaning of bromidrosis,
yes,
go buy the Apostrophe album.
Fuck you.
And one time, many years ago,
I hooked up
with this buxom redhead, 5'10", 5'11", I don't know about the weight, maybe 170 pound, whatever. Typical brassy, loud, freckles on the tits, double D cups, redhead.
Woo!
Wild, and, you know, just confident and cocky.
Keep talking. Was you in a
In the past, I hooked up with a friend of hers.
Basketball shorts?
Who evidently, unbeknownst to me, had given me the Siskel and Ebert 2 thumbs up, Michelin 5-star review.
That's some good
And evidently, I had done things and done things right with her friend.
She wanted to find
out if the review was true.
Oh.
So I said, well, let's go find out.
Let's see what you got, though.
Well, anyway, we got naked and got busy. We either get busy living or get busy dying.
Or you get busy fucking.
So we got busy.
Andy Dufresne.
And as we got busy, I noticed this funky smell. Stank odor. Naturally, you know me, I thought, well, man, you got a stinky booty.
Oh, no.
But soldier on, I must.
That a boy.
But then I realized as we changed position to this position, to that position, whatever.
Here it comes.
You know, and I was holding them ankles in one in each hand, and I thought, ooh, that's not coming from the booty.
Mm-hmm.
That funky smell was coming from her feet.
Oh!
I mean, serious dog barking stink foot. And I'm going to tell you something. While the sex was good and it was fun, she severely damaged my olfactory senses. But nonetheless,
it smells like cheese.
You folks have a great day.
Oh, man.
And remember, sometimes you be thinking, but it ain't the booty that be stinking. Bicycle.
I thought he was going to say it wasn't from the booty. It was from the cootie. I did not expect the feet.
I did not either. Wow.
What the fuck is going on with us? Because I just about went, wow, too. We synced up there earlier.
We know what we got to.
You cocksucker.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Dude.
Feet.
He didn't go riding the cheesy feet with him.
No.
No?
And put them feet together, slide it in and out of them arches. Yeah.
Oh, wow, man.
Have you ever done that? I mean, I know you've done that.
What, just stop mid stroke and just start grabbing feet and start sniffing?
No.
Is that your feet?
No.
Or is that your ass?
Goddamn. That's some fucking bad foot odor if you mistake it for asshole.
I thought I don't think she's wired right.
I thought it was her bung, but it was her fucking feet.
Bung you went can't help that sort of thing.
Have you ever been in a situation where, okay, all right, we'll do this. Oh. Have you ever been in a situation where anything other than the twat was an odoriferous issue during the deed?
Oh, there was a few times when it's during the summer. The AC just ain't enough. It's hot in there. And you're both sweating like crazy.
Like whores in church.
Like whores in church. And I mean, you're just pouring the sweat and you're done. You're exhausted.
And
you roll
like,
over and you just kind of hug each other. And
you're all sticky.
Yeah, I got my arm behind her head. Oh, yeah. And I got that pit open and she's just right there in it. Oh, and it's just, it's my manly musk.
She's like, it smells like a locker room she in just, here. Sniff her up.
I've never ran into the stinky feet or anything, it's just been a pit or something like
right.
that. What about you?
No.
Because I got a feeling you're just dying to tell
me
something.
No, actually, here. Now that I said that, I'm like, shit, I should have had something ready because I was hoping you did. But I was thinking, I don't want to say this and just get everybody going, but I was thinking, have you ever...
You haven't banged a smelly hoe, Mr. Roboto?
negative, Ghost Rider. But like, oh God, I shouldn't say this.
Yes, you should.
Have you ever been with a chick that might have had, you know, maybe didn't get everything back there with the last time they went to, you know, have a shidoobie?
Hold on now.
No, I'm not saying that I have.
I was getting ready to settle in for
another
wonderful shit story.
No.
From our friend.
Why?
From my good friend, Jason Lee Roach.
Mr. Roboto.
Mr. Roboto.
No, but, you know, like, if you've done the fucking butt stuff, if you've done the fucking anal deed.
Things might leak out.
Yeah. But I'm just talking about, like, hey, let's get after it. And fucking, here, let me bend that over. Ooh, baby.
What is that?
Baby.
What is that?
It looks like a piece of corn and a piece of toilet paper. I think you missed a little bit there.
Oh, my God. You're like, you're playing connect the dots.
shit.
No, I can't say I've ever ran into that situation or anything like that. I've been lucky with that, but kind of sounds like maybe you haven't.
No.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
I, like I said, I should have. I'm going to.
With all
I'm
the
gonna,
butt stuff that
no,
you've done?
No. I have performed on women. I get to put that out there. Somebody's like, God, you're talking about Jason at butt stuff. I'm not dumpy. I'm not getting on that band here.
Really?
Let me force feed you these.
Look in the mirror.
Like, fuck. Oh, fuck. Anyway, we're going to take a little break, and we're going to try something. We have a little bit of TNA Community Theater.
Oh,
yeah.
Excellent.
So let's see how this goes. We'll be right back. It's now time for the TNA Masturbation Theater.
This is for Monster Matt, who has been waiting eons for this day. His story shall be finally told. Monster Matt meets his match. Read by Jefferson Gooch Butter III, Esquire. There once was a boy called Monster Matt. Well, that was his username when he would send fake pictures of his supposedly enormous junk in order to get a hookup. This is referred to as dick fishing. Every once in a while, Matt would get lucky because some poor sucker would actually believe the pictures. On this night, however, the events of the evening would change his life forever. After being kicked out of the car because the cheap bastard unsuccessfully tried to scam an Uber driver, Matt walked the final 6 blocks to his destination of Carnal Bliss. After performing the predetermined secret knock of shaving a haircut, in which the final knock was actually slapping his own ass and crying out, "Oh, mama!" The door... Lost myself. The door opened, revealing a scantily clad vixen who had a freshly lit cigarette in one hand and brandished a studded paddle in the other. She looked mad up and down, frenched the cigarette with one nostril because she had a gag ball in her mouth, nodded with approval, blew the smoke out of the other nicotine-stained nostril, God damn it, and led him into her bedroom. Quickly, they met each other in romantic embrace, vigorously grinding and kneading each other's bodies while tearing each other's clothes off until all was revealed. She looked down, expecting to see his fully engorged, enormous blue vein throbber. Much to her chagrin, she was greeted with the opposite, seeing nothing more than a blue hacky sack with a bottle cap stuck to it.
It's all head.
She assumed that proper stimulation would be needed. She fell to her knees in order to suck-stop this hog, removed her gag ball, put a cigarette on the nightstand, and began her work. During her robust oral copulation, she bumped the nightstand, knocking the cigarette to the floor. Neither of them were in their right state of mind, and neither noticed the smoke. By this point, Matt's semen, which had been saving for 2 weeks, was unable to be held back, and he released into her mouth a phallic flood of biblical proportions.
This fucking theater here.
As she drew back, she smelled the smoke and then saw the rug on fire.
The fuck is that? I'll keep going.
Her quick thinking saved the day by performing the Fire Extinguisher 3000. She spewed his fuck foam onto the fire, making sure to sweep from side to side. Using proper form and douse the flames. Danger now subsided. This only fueled their sexual hunger. Matt decided to return the favor by going down on her and yodeling in her gully.
Get after it!
Matt had watched many lesbian pornos and had taken detailed notes. Needless to say, this is not... This not big dog at all knew how to dine on the pussy.
Meow.
Within minutes, she was ready to climax. She clamped her thighs around his head and released her river of squirt directly into his mouth, repaying the favor. When she unclamped his head, Matt quickly stood up looking for a place to spit. She knew what he was going to do and was not about to let this happen. She quickly jumped up and gave Matt a knee to the gut. This shocked Matt, and he exhaled his breath through his nose, bringing the squirt along with it. The result left him looking like he had 2 tusks hanging down his face. His shock quickly turned to surprise and then admiration when he realized he had just been administered the walrus punch. The boisterousness of both their orgasms left them somewhat spent early in the evening. But Matt had a trick up his sleeve in order to have time to recuperate. He employed his favorite fetish trick, the margarita toe. He quickly ran to the kitchen, grabbing a salt shaker and slicing a lime into several pieces. He brought this back into the bedroom, looked down at the woman's feet, and played eeny, meeny, miny, mo, which one will be the lucky big toe?
No, no, sponge cut.
The winning big toe was then slowly licked, In time, he had worked up a sticky lather of saliva. He then sprinkled the toe with salt, sucked on a piece of lime, then jammed her big toe into his mouth and voraciously sucked on the corn-covered appendage.
Oink. Oink. Oink.
This maneuver sent them both into raunchy rage and frantically pounced at each other, once again meeting in romantic embrace.
Oh.
This time it was all about the fornication. Minutes of rowdy bawling had them in a frenzy.
Oh, yeah.
Before they knew
it, yeah.
They were hate fucking.
Oh, bitch. Oh, fucking.
Matt thrust into her with everything he had, and she gave back what she received. It was too much for him, and he exclaimed that he was about to orgasm.
I'm gonna come.
She said, I want to swallow it this time.
Oh, nasty bitch.
Matt pulls out, quickly moves up to her face, and loosed a torrential ejaculate that she greedily gulped down like a starving prostitute. Finished. Matt was finally able to pry his eyes open and look down at her. What he saw was confusing. Not only did he see some of his semen, but he also saw blood.
Ooh.
He looked back at her vagina and saw a crime scene on the bed sheet. He looked back at her face in shock and apologized, for he did not know that her period had started while having the rough sex.
Ooh.
She replied, it's no problem, lover. I enjoyed a good strawberry daiquiri now and then. It was in this moment that they realized true lust did exist. The end.
Well, that was
poorly done.
but I'm going to tell you what. I haven't laughed that hard in a while.
I'll tell you what. Maybe we ought to just start doing some of these things just completely live. These little skits that I come up with, fuck it. We just go completely live no matter what.
Which is always the reason why we pre-recorded a lot of that shit anyways, because we could stop laughing.
Dude,
Nibbling on sponge cake.
Fucking killed me. I could not continue at that point. I just could not. That was fucking awesome. I love that.
Monster Matt, we hope you enjoyed it and it was worth the wait of
hopefully
10 months or whatever the fuck it's been. But anyway, you will be another invite to the new group as well as your lady.
I'm not sure. Did we even bother to tell anybody that it was all about some Urban Dictionary? That I didn't even mention the words that were involved, but I think they can be pretty much figured out.
Yeah. So now everybody's going, no, I just thought you guys were fucking laughing and making up stupid shit.
It is. Don't make any sense.
Go back and try to pick out the Urban Dictionary.
Yeah. Word.
Anyway, we are going to keep this train rolling. We have got Cheryl here on the line, and she is going to.
It's funny how you mentioned something about.
Hey, Jason.
Train.
Hey, Sam.
Hello.
This is Cheryl.
Hello.
Listen, I was calling you guys to let you all know that I gained some real sexual hindsight when I was younger. I was about 20, and I was engaged to a guy. And we were getting ready to get married, but we decided one night that we would go out and park. And we kind of found a place where we thought we were going to be okay. And so we proceeded to get into it. And just right in the middle, somebody knocked on my window.
Oh, no.
And we looked, and all of a sudden, there were flashlights lighting up into the car.
Oh, wow.
And it was the police.
Yeah.
Now,
5-0.
They were not really kind to us, and they had literally snuck up on the car because we heard nothing until the guy knocked on my window.
Yeah,
that's
but
what they
we
heard.
Could have been busy. So, you know, it is what it is. So, we were in the middle of things, and they made us get out of the car.
Oh, dude.
To talk to us individually.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And they took him to the front of the car, and they took me to the back of the car.
You imagine that?
And lo and behold, when I got to the back of the car, I only had on a T-shirt and a skirt I didn't have on any underwear.
Oh. Uh-huh.
So this police so wonderfully decides that he has to check me for concealed weapons.
Oh, bullshit.
So he had to feel up underneath my breasts.
Okay.
Oh,
and
bullshit.
He had to feel up between my legs because I could have had a weapon concealed anywhere.
Uh-huh.
So, oh you know, he had to be sure.
Right.
And he was totally rude almost the whole time.
Imagine
and then
that.
When we got back up to the car, he had to run our licenses and all this stuff. And it was just like, it was the nightmare from hell.
Wow.
I mean, it was just
Damn.
Bad. So I got to say, for my hindsight on that whole incident.
Park in your driveway.
It was, make sure you know where the police are patrolling before you park with somebody. Because that was a big old mess. And it's something I definitely will never forget.
And he went, them's a big old
kid. You know, hindsight may be 2020, but my gosh, I won't go through that again.
That's awful.
So that was my hindsight. And Sam,
okay.
I mean, you know.
Officer Hall.
I can't even give you any more invitations anymore because you just ignore them. So I'll say goodnight to you, Sam. And then Jason.
Yo.
You the man.
Hey.
And thank you for all you all do. You know, I hate it about our Pod Kitty group.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm looking forward to a better one. So I will talk to you guys soon, and you all take care of yourself. Sorry about the voice. I've had laryngitis for a couple of weeks, and it's really driving me nuts. So I will talk to you later. Take care. Bye.
Bye. Well, I'm the man. If you didn't mean,
I'm a piece of shit. You know, I gotta be honest with you, man. I couldn't hardly laugh at that. I was kind of pissed about that whole thing.
Yeah, and it's funny how things change. And I don't want to say no. If you think about the time period,
yeah,
that wouldn't happen now.
Oh God, no! Not with all the video and everything that's out there.
Exactly, because if they took her to the back of the vehicle. That's where the cop car is. They got a dash cam. They got body cams. All this
other
stuff.
He was being a prick about it just to scare her so that way he could get away with it.
Yeah.
And asshole.
Yeah. It wasn't funny per se.
I know a little stretch of the woods I could take him into. So that way the motherfucker could be frisked from behind by a big hairy friend of mine.
Shoot, that is not where I thought you were going with that. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
He's a mythical forest creature. I thought you were going to say, I'll show him who's boss.
No, he's going to do a cavity search like that motherfucker has never experienced before. I guarantee you that.
Yeah. Speaking of experience. that actually reminded me of a story. I'll do a quick one.
Oh,
because we're
going
to get through this.
Here we go. Here we go.
Same exact scenario. I was not even going to give the age because that'll give away some shit. it's been a long time ago. Did some parking myself. Shouldn't probably have been doing it. Shouldn't have been there. Was an adult. But I was in a place that I thought would be fairly safe. That's all I'm gonna say, but it was not TNT. Okay.
Was it the one area that everybody goes to?
No. And this was, like I said, a long time ago, but I had a pretty nice vehicle that, it was an SUV and I just fucking, you know, had this, girl meet me there.
Uh-huh.
It was one of those deals.
Gotcha.
So there's two cars parked off of the side of the road out in the middle of fucking nowhere. And when I say road, I mean a dirt road. It was not like a fucking highway. It was very isolated.
Mm-hmm.
Basically an abandoned type of deal. It wasn't on any, it was on.
Bumfucked Egypt.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't like anybody's driveway or fucking shit like that. But anyway, so there's two cars parked there. And laid the seats down in the old SUV. We're fucking nakey-nakey getting it after it.
Oh, yeah.
And about a little while into said act of debauchery, cops show up.
Oh.
And
how
it,
did
it,
that happen?
It was the same deal. They were just out patrolling and just decided that, boy, that looks odd. Two cars sitting there.
They knew what was going on.
Same scenario. They rolled up on us, and basically by the time they rolled up on us, it was like, did I mention we were in the back? I mean, we wasn't like, we were doing it.
Yeah, you can't really scramble out of that situation.
Well, and she had gotten...
Oh, you had to make sure
shut up. She had gotten completely nude.
Oh.
Yeah, like nothing. I, on the other hand...
was wearing a skirt.
A thong. No, I was, you know, smart enough that I at least, you know, left one foot in my fucking pants, you know. But I jump out and I jump out like, hello, I don't have a weapon. This is not a weapon.
Yeah, we can tell.
Yeah. But anyway, they're like... these are like county cops, whatever, you know, and they were cool. They were cool about it. But at the same time, they had to get their shots in too.
Oh, yeah.
Because
of course.
They
were
like, what's going on? I'm like, well.
Y'all spotlighting deer?
Yeah,
or something?
Yeah. Matter of fact, I think that exactly might have came up. But, you know, and I'm thinking, shit, we're golden. They're going to just fucking go. Okay. You know, enjoy the rest of your night. And all this, which I did hear that.
Yeah.
But then it was like, there's somebody else in the vehicle, right?
Uh-huh.
And I said, yeah. And they said,
we need to see it.
We need to make sure that, you know, everything's okay.
Right.
The thing that had happened was when we, I had done what I always do, talk the big fucking game. She's out there in the middle of the night, out in the middle of nowhere. And I said, you'll get there before I do. When I get there, I want you to just be naked. She left her clothes in her vehicle.
Oh, my Lord.
There was nothing because I grabbed my shirt and everything when I got out.
Oh, God.
And I didn't have shoes or something on it, but I mean, I was pretty much complete. There was nothing left. And, you know, blankets, nothing of that, none of that shit. She was like, they were like, we're going to have to see, you know, make sure that it, you know, it's on the up and up and, you know, it's not, you know, a kid.
I
partly got it. And I'm like, can I roll the window down? And I'm like, no, she's going to have to get out.
Of course.
And I'm going to tell you what, she was madder than a motherfucker, but she got out and was like, ta-da.
They were spotlighting that dough.
And they were like, and they just fucking laughed and fucking said, aren't you guys a little old to be doing this? And it's like, no, not under the circumstances. And they were like, well, just, you know, enjoy the rest of your evening and we'll leave you alone. And they took off. But man, she was like, I cannot fucking believe that. And I'm like, hey, they could have said, you ever have one of them cop fantasies?
Yeah.
I hear that train a-coming. It's a-rolling around the bend.
You wouldn't listen to any good music in there during the time when y'all was fucking?
No,
some Jimmy Buffett, maybe? Were you in there nibbling on butt cake?
Shit. You got anything over there?
Oh, I sure as hell do.
See, this is...
It's something you can nibble on.
Well, this is Sam not being prepared is exactly what the fuck this is.
And? Done.
Really?
Ready to go.
Okay. Lay it on me.
I'm that quick.
Lay it on me, you piece of shit.
Well, crawl yourself over here.
Whoa.
This, I don't know, I guess he doesn't say anything about being anonymous about anything. So
First name.
Jeremiah.
Oh, right. Where's a bullfrog? Dun, dun, dun.
Where's a good friend of mine? Dun,
dun, dun. What the fuck? I got the fucking lyrics to that right because you don't fucking know it. Mr. fucking Roboto. Go ahead.
Mr. Frogo.
What the fuck?
He's got one that's it's a good one. It's a short story that he didn't really get a chance to go through the whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
It was just something that he talked about prior to it. So it's going to be a quick one, but it's a good one.
All right.
He said, I did fuck a chick one time.
Well, that's good.
That had a glass eye.
What? Whoa.
A glass eye.
Oh, God.
Uh-huh.
So.
He didn't know.
Oh. Well, that's an issue.
Right. Well, the real issue was it popped out.
Oh, fuck.
Like,
he said, if I had some clap cleats, I probably could have knocked out the other one. Then she would have been really seeing me coming.
Oh my God.
that's just a little, there's gotta be more to that story. So hopefully one day, like the Fred story, he'll give us the full details of that one. But that's all he left with us at that. And this has been a little while back when he popped this one out.
Yeah, Jeremiah, I know you're a relatively new listener. I think you're about halfway through the episodes. But, dude, we are the devils in the details.
We like
hearing that shit.
Uh-huh.
All right, moving on. This is a voice message from somebody.
Who we get?
We haven't heard from in a while. We have.
Do you know who you got, though?
Cocksucker. This is a big old titted redhead.
Oh, hell no. Here we go. Here we are.
Dude.
All right. I'm on.
I would like to go ahead and preface this as saying I didn't know that Melanie James was, you know, doing audiobooks. So if you'd like to look at her on Amazon,
I'd like to look at her at about anything.
This is an 8-minute voice message.
Melanie, the ginger minge.
The ginger minge. All right, here we go.
Hello, fellas.
Holy shit.
Melanie James here. Where are my two favorite boys today?
In sync.
How you doing, Jason? You Bob Seger looking motherfucker. Honey, I'm still waiting on that come to papa video.
I'm not going to give up on that.
You might as well hang it up. And how
He's
is my Sam Hall? How's my toe head today?
Oh, you know it. You know it.
I'm missing you, boys.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you're missing me.
Before I
get into my story, I just wanted to say that last podcast you guys put up, hilarious. Loved it. So funny.
Thank you.
But I do have a bone to pick. I don't know why I got ranked at number 5, boys.
Oh, my God.
Number 5? Come on now. I should have at least been in the top 3, motherfuckers. You
blame Facebook.
Oh, I'm just busting your chops, boys. I'm busting your chops.
My nut.
But anyway.
Sound like you did,
right,
too.
All right, guys, let me give you my story.
All right, here we go.
Okay, so you guys know I'm 52.
Uh-huh.
I graduated high school in 1989, right?
And you live on a tarmac.
Well, at the tail end of my high school year, my long-term boyfriend and I, we had broke up. Now, you boys know what I did to the first time I got my boyfriend naked in high school.
You might look at that
wiener. I told you all about it on a previous episode.
Look at
that
wiener.
Right, honey. Woo-hoo!
She'd never known dick cake.
But anyway, so... My boyfriend and I had split up. Well, one of my buddies asked me out. So, of course, I said, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, my buddy played in a band.
He still does.
He's a guitar player.
Here we go.
And I'm telling you what,
this guy
could play some guitar.
Hell yeah.
He could play Steve Vai, Eddie Van Halen, Randy Rhodes.
He knows how to fret
Yngwie
that
Malmsteen,
shit.
You name it.
Finger that.
Joe Satriani.
Finger it.
This guy could play it.
She's
and he's even
dropping.
Better now. I mean, he's absolutely amazing. But anyway, he asked me out. And I said, well, hell yeah, let's go.
I don't remember this.
So we went out a couple of times, and I thought, oh, man, this boy, he's perfect.
He's just perfect.
And then I think on our third date, he invited me out to a party. Some buddies of ours were having a house party. Their parents were going out of town, so they invited everybody over.
We went.
And it was a blast. Oh, my gosh. We had the best time hanging out. Well, as the evening progressed, people started to leave. So they started filing out of the house. And the party kind of shifted into the driveway because people were starting to leave, right?
Where your plane was running.
So, anywho, my buddy and I... ended up catching ourselves alone in the kitchen,
and
right? So everybody's outside. I'm alone in the kitchen with my buddy.
Uh-huh.
Well, I walk over and grab myself a beer out of the refrigerator.
Oh, okay, not where I'm sorry.
And I turned around and I looked back over, and there stood my buddy.
Uh-huh.
He was leaning up against the counter, just looking fine as shit. it. Yes. So I just stared him up and down. I was like, mm-hmm.
Look at that root.
I got to find out what this boy is packing.
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. Here it is.
Keep in mind, boys,
did she put her cigarette on the nightstand?
I had not, we had not done anything. I had no idea, what he was hiding under them jeans.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, I walked over to him. And I just started kissing him. I grabbed his face
His root?
And just started making out with him. And I got a little forceful.
Oh.
When I drink, I get a little aggressive.
Gotcha. Come here, bitch.
Gotcha.
Come here, you son of a bitch.
Yes,
get
I was like, I'm going to find out what this boy's got. So anyway, I started, we started kissing and making out right there in the kitchen. Keep in mind, nobody's around. And I started getting handsy with him.
Uh-huh.
Well,
yeah.
You guys
yeah.
know back in the 80s. 80s is known for skin-tight jeans
Uh-oh.
And big-ass hair.
Oh.
With skin-tight jeans, Ooh. Boys and girls had those. So I started to get handsy with him. I had my hands all over his chest, and then I started working down to his jeans.
Yeah.
Well, honey, his damn jeans were so tight, I could not get my small hands down them. So I just kind of creeped over to his button,
Ooh,
and I just popped the buttons right off his Levi's. And I'm telling
like
you
that.
What, when I popped that button, honey, it just sprung open.
Whoa!
It's like the button and the zipper just sprung right open. I thought, whoo, like, what the hell? Well, then I grabbed the rest of the zipper, and I pulled it the rest of the way down. I thought, here we go. Then I stuck my hands down his pants.
Oh.
Honey, I about died when I tried to grab a hold of it. That damn thing was huge. Boys, I couldn't even get my hand around
it. Yeah, them guitar players are doing it.
Big. I was like, oh, my God. My jaw dropped.
Oh, it opened.
My eyes
had to.
Got as big as saucers.
It unhinged.
I looked up at him, at my buddy, and I said, my God, honey. I said, you are huge.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at him, and I said, what the hell am I supposed to do with that? And, of course, he just started laughing,
I'll give you some suggestions.
But I was like, oh, my God. But I seriously, we kept making out, and I kept, fondling him.
Uh-huh.
And I just, the whole time I'm thinking, what am I going to do with this? This is ridiculous.
Excuse me
this
while
is
I
too
whip
big.
This out.
It's too big to get in my mouth.
Ridiculous.
Whoa. I couldn't show off any skill. I was like, the only thing I'm going to be able to do is just look around on it.
It
was just absolutely ridiculous. It really, really was. It really was.
Look around on it.
I thought he was the perfect guy. Nope.
Oh, really?
Wait.
Well, now, boys, I'm the kind of girl, I'm not going to throw the towel in. I'm going to give it a go.
I'm going to cram that some bitch in there.
So anyway, we ended up going out. I don't know. We probably dated for about a month. And we got intimate on several occasions.
Uh-huh.
And I'm telling you.
Right.
Every time we were intimate.
Oh, here we go.
It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. There was only one time that it was even halfway good. And then that was just because I was so damn worked up. Because, again, it was so big. This was not one of those, cocks that you were just going to be able to just jump right on and ride.
Did you try it in the badge?
You've got to be worked up for this. Yeah, I mean, it took a good half hour to get yourself worked up just to be able to get the tip in. It was just ridiculous. Just ridiculous. And needless to say, it did not work out as far as relationship goes.
Because he has a big
for
cock.
That reason. Now, I never told him that. I never had the heart to say that to him.
That
wait a minute.
What the
but
fuck?
Yeah, it was just too big. It just
oh
wasn't
my
too
God.
Big. I mean, it was just too big. So all these girls that say, oh, give me a big old 8-9-incher. Bullshit. Nobody wants something like that. And if you do get to where you do want something like that, well, honey, I'm telling you what, you went through hell getting yourself conditioned to be able to take it. Woo! I'm just telling you. Well, boys,
talk to Dumpy.
That's my ridiculous story.
He knows a woman with a big blue dildo.
Wow. All right, guys. Well, you have a great day, and I will talk to you later. Bye, boys.
Oh.
Whoa.
And she kissing us with that mouth that licked around on that giant root. Was his name Cam?
Good call. Good call. That is not where I thought it was going to go. Well, I kind of thought it was going to go big, but I thought she was going to say it was all head.
No, is it?
I just had to weed around all that bush to find it.
She wanted to see what he got. Oh!
Took his pants down, looked like a tennis ball with a button on it. Oh, fuck.
Damn.
Wow.
That poor bastard. That poor bastard.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. And I'll tell the car it goes by.
And this is not speaking from experience.
No. On either end. And she even said, but we were doing our fucking Mystery Science Theater bullshit. Yeah. But I'm pretty sure she's like, I broke up with him because he had a big old rib.
Right.
And I'm like,
really?
That's kind of shitty.
Really?
She's like, I didn't have the heart to tell him. It's like, it's not going to work. I was like, fuck.
Then again, did it really break his heart? Because he probably went, fuck yeah.
Dude, if I had a fuck.
I had a chick dump me because my prick was too big. I would fucking write a damn story on that.
Okay. Here's the deal.
Here we go.
I'm going to put this out there. Because we just got the opinion of one Miss Melanie James.
Right. That
there is a too big. She said 8, 9, 10 inch fucking wiener is too fucking big. I would like to get all of the fucking females that are listening to this fucking show, send us a fucking email. Send us a message. Send us a message in our group that's yet to be created. But send us a message on Facebook. Or an email, like I said, thetnapodcast.com. Hit the contact button. Send us an email and tell us what your perfect size root is. And we're
Size really matter?
Oh, God, that is so Cosmo. Fuck
it
me.
Is. But, I mean, why not?
I've been told all of my life
that it's
size
cute.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, because
it's cute.
When the only person that gets told that size doesn't matter is somebody with a small root.
There you go. Yeah.
So it's like, I don't want you to feel bad, but.
And I've said before, I think I even said it to Layla when we talked to her. I was just like, ask any woman, would they rather have too much to work with or not enough?
Yeah. I get it.
Are we going to make this the next episode?
No.
Big dick stories? This look of abject horror on your face right now.
You spring this shit on me, and I'm like, and I can't even take any time to fucking think about it. And I'm like,
well, nobody's going to say anything about us.
No,
we're out.
Honestly, let me get back with you on that.
Okay, you're gonna have to think about that.
No, because I think I could twist that into a different way.
Well, I imagine they tried twisting it in different ways.
See, that's what you should have done.
Often.
That's what you should have done, Melanie. It's a fucking two-hander. Just act like you're swinging a fucking baseball bat and take a lick on the way by. I could do was lick around on it. He wasn't going to like it.
I couldn't get it in my damn mouth, you son of a bitch.
He would have liked it if you'd have kicked him in the nuts at that point. Shit, we're winding things down. We got one more voice message here. And again, if you submitted something and I missed it with all the fucking bullshit that was going on with the group.
Was there one more story that you had to read, maybe?
No.
Wasn't there one more?
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of group.
The drunk guy has to remind the guy who always called him. Oh,
well.
Stupid, can't remember his name.
I'm glad you reminded me. This guy was a member of the group, which, honestly, he'd probably get invited back if I can fucking find his ass. he had a very interesting introduction into the group. He showed some pictures of his house, and he actually lives in a fully equipped porn studio.
Yeah, he's got to have some great stories.
For the people in the back, he lives in a porn studio.
Porn!
That would be naked people fucking on camera for money.
For your enjoyment.
Yes. And I'm pretty sure he's a porn star.
That kind of makes me a little ill.
that makes me a little queasy. His name is not Cam. His name is Jim.
Does he play guitar?
Okay, his name's Jim. We're going to go with Big Jim.
It ain't Slim Jim. It's Big Old Jim.
He says, I have seen a lot of crazy stuff filming porn for the past 20 years.
Yeah.
This is the worst thing. Worst?
So you say that again, please.
Worst. I'll try it again in English. This is the worst thing I have ever seen on set. We are filming in the London Hotel at night in West Hollywood, California. Funny, it's London Hotel. It was supposed to be an easy shoot for just a BG scene, no anal, just oral and vag.
That's boy, girl.
Yeah, I know that. The male talent we were using is a big boy, around 10 inches or so.
Does he play guitar?
He got the girl in doggy banging the hell out of her. Oh. He pulls all the way out and tries to go back in hard. Oh, shit. I should never read ahead. He tries to go back in hard and fast. We all heard a sound like a firecracker exploding.
That noise?
Let's stop and think about that for a minute.
Hold on a second. It's making me shiver a little bit.
He missed the hole.
No.
Bent his dick.
No.
And snapped the vein, keeping all your blood in your cock. His junk immediately turned black from all the blood inside, but didn't get any bigger. And about the size of a softball, so I was incorrect there. Wow.
Maybe.
I rush him to the ER and drop him off. No question.
What?
Yeah. Get out.
Get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out.
You kicked him to the damn curb.
As soon as he walks in the door, I pick up my Mr. Pete.
What?
I picked up Mr. Pete, my boss.
Oh.
Okay. And called him, took him back to the hotel to do the scene.
Oh,
we
brought in the boss.
Wait a minute.
The boss finished this.
As soon as he walks in the door, I picked up Mr. Pete, my boss, called him, took him back to the hotel to do the scene. We couldn't lose the money on the hotel and paid the girl $150 for the makeup. Wow. So basically that
was it. You can't put enough makeup on something like that to cover that up.
I'm telling you what.
That's how many times have you experienced the
dude? Honestly, to no real immediate degree to where it was like, you know, I had to step back for a second. Go, wait a minute,
frightening.
Wait a minute. Let me make sure all my shit's still together.
I've felt the pain.
Yeah,
the very strong pain, and it'll man, it'll make you stop and reevaluate your life right there in the moment.
It'll fucking let you know what you got, though. Yeah. All right. Moving ahead. We got one more voice message, and this is from, you want to guess?
No, surprise me.
It's always a surprise with you.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Rockstar.
Hello.
Hello, Sam.
Hi.
How are you guys?
Horny.
I hope you're both doing well. I almost forgot to send in my voice message for the episode this evening. I am trying to do better. I've been slacking here a little bit.
Slacker. But
just bear with me.
Be a good girl now.
I think I'm going to talk about one particular thing when it comes to sexual hindsight.
Ooh.
Or whatever.
Or whatever.
Yeah, I'm going to focus on what is one of my favorite things, and that's going to be anal sex.
Whoa!
Uh-oh. Jason perked up.
I'm listening.
I never really was into that until after I was divorced because, I mean, I'll just be honest, there wasn't a whole lot of pizzazz there.
Ooh, I thought you said pussy.
In that area.
Pizzazz.
And it was like after I was divorced and I started dating, I
met a guitar player.
Was introduced to new things.
With
and
a
I
huge
got to experience
cut.
New things. The one particular person that introduced me to anal sex, was quite schooled in that. And, like, I know y'all are going to think that I'm sheltered or whatever, but, like, I had never had an orgasm that way until I was with this particular person.
Okay.
He was just so gentle and patient and
used a lot of bunguent.
Just caring. And he wasn't, you know, we both wanted to come, of course.
Of course.
But he was just so in tune with pleasuring me and making sure that I, you know, had an orgasm versus worrying about himself. Of course, you know, if you do that properly, you can have several orgasms that way.
Yeah.
Which I did.
Yeah. Oh, did you?
You know, there was several times that we had, you know, done that kind of thing, and it was amazing each and every time. Like, it was better. Like that, you know, it was better each time that we done that.
Yeah.
And
talk to me.
Just, it was amazing. Mm. And I guess my thing is, when you know, are doing that particular act, you need to be with somebody that, number one, wants to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, wants to pleasure you.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, he's not selfish. He is all about you.
Number four,
just fucking enjoy every second of it. Like I said,
that's
my favorite thing. That is my favorite thing to do. If I had to pick between quote unquote regular sex or anal, I'm going with anal.
Butt stuff.
I just fucking love that.
Oh.
To me, it's very hot.
She loves very the sensual, butt stuff.
It's fucking amazing. So with that being said, Sam?
Oh!
Yeah.
You know, when are we going to
shuck that corn shoot?
You know, start talking about this kind of stuff and pursue different things. You know, I mean, my gosh, look at all these women that's after you. Come on. Throw us a bone here.
I'll be throwing you a little bone.
We want some. We want some of you. But until next time. Over and out, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Number five.
Shit.
Oh, we got to start playing around with these damn effects. You're just looking at them and I'm going, are you about to do some sort of effect here? What the hell? What's going on here?
Kathy Jo, I apologize. I'm just like a fucking kid. And you're professing your deep love for anal sex. And I'm playing around with the fucking board. But I don't think I could have done anything better with number four.
That was perfect.
So, she
likes a man with a... I don't know what the fuck to say. Y'all right over there?
Oh, shit. I had to take it.
Are you sure you're okay?
I had to take a powder there. Man, I got to laughing too fucking hard. Kathy Jo, we appreciate you as always, and you are always so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
And, you
love
know,
that girl.
Talking to you, or talking you to me. You talk to us. That's how it works.
Can you get it straight there? You're all right. I'm beginning to wonder about you.
About your fudge round. We appreciate that. Sorry, I was diddling around with my effect.
That's a nice way to put it.
But to say she can come from butt stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's
a skill set.
Well,
I guess.
And I mean, it's her.
Yeah.
You know, she's giving the guy props or whatever for being whatever. At best, it's a group effort.
Well, one thing that we get from this is that a sweet little Kathy Jo likes it in the butthole. shit. Mr. Roboto can jump on that one.
Oh, man. Let's see what you got to.
In the bow.
This has been the TNA podcast. My name is Jason Roach.
My name is Sam Hall.
And we'll tell you what the next episode is when I fucking feel like it.
Oh.
Don't know what you got to. Mr. Robot nibbling on butt kick.
Happy trails, honkies.
Son of a bitch! Give me a trail!